Community in shock after murder-suicide. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Examiner, which in common with all of today's papers in the Republic, leads with the death of 59-year-old Tadhg O'Sullivan and his two sons, 26-year-old Mark and 23-year-old Dermot, who were all found with fatal gunshot wounds on the family farm near Kanturk in County Cork yesterday. Members of the Garda Emergency Response Unit found Mark's body in a bedroom of the farmhouse at lunchtime yesterday, and a short time later, the bodies of his younger brother Dermot and his father Tadhg were found nearly half a kilometre away in a field owned by the family. All of today's papers report that Tadhg O'Sullivan's wife Anne fled from the family home to a neighbour's house early yesterday morning to raise the alarm with Gardaí after shots were fired. It's also widely reported that one line of inquiry being followed by Gardaí is that the shooting may have arisen from a dispute over land. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish News leads with the line that health officials in Northern Ireland sought to reassure the public that hospitals can cope with mounting pressure after it emerged that there were just 9 intensive care beds available across the north yesterday. The situation in hospitals in the Republic receives coverage on the front of today's Independent after it was reported yesterday that at one stage during the day there were 344 patients being treated for COVID-19 in hospitals, the highest number since May. Back on the front of the Times, meanwhile, Mike Ryan, the head of emergencies at the WHO, is quoted saying that Europe needs to seriously accelerate its fight against the virus. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on the prospect that a COVID vaccine could become available before the end of the year, although it's expected that it'll be early next year before sufficient doses are available to vaccinate on a large scale. As is widely reported in a number of other papers today, the makers of the so-called Oxford vaccine claim that tests have shown that the vaccine triggers an immune response in both older and younger people. Ireland has one of the lowest breastfeeding rates in the world, with only 37% of Irish women breastfeeding their babies on discharge from maternity units, and just 13% of babies still being breastfed when they're 6 months old, compared with the European average of 25% and a global average of 38%. And you can find out more about those maternity-related statistics on the front of today's Times. And finally, today's Independent reports on the first Irish woman in decades who has been awarded an OBE by the Queen of England. Businesswoman Emer Timmins, who is described as a trailblazer for women in the tech industry, held a number of senior positions in companies such as British Telecom before she went on to found her own company. It's the work she's done championing women's rights in the workplace, however, that has led to Emer being recognised by Queen Elizabeth as one of 261 recipients of this year's award.